On the other end of our line is the general manager of all those entities, Alex Koss. Alex, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Tony.
You know, if you start running any other golf courses, you're going to run out of room on your business card.
Well, I know. Yeah. Well, no, it's everything's going really well, though.
All right. We know about Eagle Eye. We know about Hawk Hollow and the Falcon, the Little Hawk putting course. Many folks may not know about the Woodside. Tell us about the history of you taking that over and to where the course is now.
Sure. It's, you know, it was a project that was started by his dad, a dad and a son, about 18, 19 years ago. They had the property and decided they were going to build a golf course. The dad was a retired engineer from the state, and it was just kind of a little hobby for him to do it and a dream, and they started into it. And kind of as they got toward the end, some of the finer details of getting it finished up just became more difficult as time went on. And yeah, it's right around the corner from us, and, you know, there just was a connection between us and them, and we got together and originally to help them out to get it opened up, and then eventually we just ended up making the purchase and buying it as a 9-hole golf course that's open now. Got 3 holes under construction to make it the first 12-hole golf course in the state of Michigan. And then a portion of the property has been approved for a very upscale RV park. So it's a project that's just kind of grown. We opened it last Labor Day weekend, and everything's come together well. And the good part is the work that was done there was really well done. And it's a very nice little 9-hole golf course right now, and business is really good. It's fun for everybody, with no matter what level of golfer you are, how experienced you are, everybody can enjoy it.
All right, I wanted to ask you about the U.S. Open. We've got a unknown leader, but there's Tiger just 3 shots behind.
Yep. Oh yeah, he's right there, and you know, I mean, and on that golf course, which obviously if you looked at, there was only a handful of guys under par, and you know, Tiger, he won his last tournament, and you know, the talent is there, the skill is there, but it's you're one bad shot from a triple bogey on that golf course. And so, you know, to hold it together for 4 days, certainly Tiger's the favorite without a doubt, because he is the best player in the world. But you know, it's the U.S. Open, and anything can happen. And you know, they set those guys. I like to see the pros have to play a golf course that they can't go 15, 20 under par on. I mean, it's, you know, supposed to, the best player is supposed to win, and you know, that's it's good to see.
Alex, did you think Tiger would be back?
No. I think I told you that before. I thought he was done. I didn't know that he would ever win a major, and you know, that still remains to be seen. He's won 2 tournaments on the tour this year, though, so, you know, there's not many multiple winners going on out there. There's so many more good golfers because he's raised the level. So it's what he's doing is better than I expected, that's for sure.
All right, a little bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking with one of the first inductees into the East Lansing High School Athletic Hall of Fame, and I know you're having that big event at Eagle Eye.
Yeah, that event tonight. Yeah, very nice event and large. I mean, they got a lot of people coming. They got a great program, an awesome meal planned, and yeah, it's we're very honored to have that here for, you know, for what they're doing, and yeah, that's just another one of the great events that we've managed to have here at Eagle Eye.
And Alex Koss is the general manager of Eagle Eye, Hawk Hollow, the Falcon, the Woodside, and the Little Hawk putting course. Alex, have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tony.
7:26 on a Tony Connolly Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. It's 50 degrees.